think he molested any of those kids?
I don't think so.
Because of the Me Too era, did that reach China?
I don't think, because the good thing, though, about molesting a child in China, since they're only allowed one kid, if you rape them, you can just throw them in the river. And they don't care.
Jesus Christ.
They don't care.
Hey.
They don't care.
We don't need to hear from the racists.
Yeah. Fucking.
All right, we don't want no racism here. You keep it down. Tell me more about these chinks. Tell me more about...
He was offended by that, not that the guy raped a child and threw him in the river. He was offended that someone had sex with a Chinese person. It's like, Jesus Christ!
Well, how
is that happening?
Well, how can you
have sex with a Chinese person?
Physically?
No, but I mean, like...
Like, are you asking us how we can bring ourselves to have sex with Asian people? Is that what you're saying, Joseph Goebbels? Is that what you're saying?
Don't you, say. Like when you go to those rub and tugs, aren't a lot of those girls Asian?
The girls are fine.
Who talked to you about fucking dudes?
But I'm saying, how can the dudes, like, reach?
What?
Wait, hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I have a feeling.
It's a shitty small dick joke.
Enough about you. What are we getting to? Are you saying that how do people fuck Asian men?
Yes, that was the whole point of it.
The same way they would fuck you. With contempt and regret, sir. That's a... His racism is weird. It's very weird. It comes off in like small doses. So I'm like, is that racism? He's like, I'm not racist, bro. I'm not racist. And then I'll be quiet and be like, but these Jews, it's like, that's,
yeah,
you know, that's the beginning. That's how it started.
Have you ever gone out with a Jewish girl?
No.
Would you like to or no?
No.
How come?
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
Don't they fuck through a blanket?
Jesus Christ. No, bro. First of all, that's the KKK. And that's,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
but
those
only
guys
the
either.
Gay KKK. And then they're
gay,
like,
gay,
you're
gay.
Fucking me. Yeah, the gay, gay, gay. They're like, you're fucking my eye hole. Just stop. That's the hole. It's for my eye. What are you doing?
As far as I understand, Poseidon, and I know nothing about cultures, but as far as I understand, that's like really religious people. They're not going to go on a date with you. Regular Jewish people aren't going to do that to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like I know most, you didn't. I believe
like
you didn't know.
Like 99.9% of Jewish people have sex. Like everyone has sex.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Shit.
People do it.
Yeah.
People that are in here right now are going to go home later and fuck.
Are you calling the audience Jews?
You ever have a feud with someone that doesn't know you're having a feud with them? That's an interesting question.
The old apartment I used to live at.
You had a feud with someone that didn't know you had a feud with them?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was okay. So my neighbor, so my room was, my window was at the balcony. I don't know how to phrase this.
Where was the balcony?
I'm retarded. So in the summer, I'd sleep with my window open and basically.
Where was the balcony though?
Like in front of my room, in front of the window of my room.
All right.
Sorry,
okay.
I didn't phrase it.
So there's
it properly.
A window, there's your room, there's a balcony.
Yeah.
And why then, is the balcony on the inside though?
No, it's on the outside.
Okay. So you'd go out
on the balcony,
There's
a window of my room and then there's my room.
Okay. Well, now I'm confused. All Hold on a second.
Fuck.
Because if the balcony's on the inside, then that's just a window.
So balcony.
Yeah.
Window.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Stairs.
room.
My uncle Stanley.
My uncle Stanley. Stan the man is there.
I like that you're like, this is the windows, this is the stairs.
They're the same bottle.
How the fuck? How is this a window?
Be
how,
creative.
How is this a window? What
well,
a shitty
it's
house.
See-through. It's okay. See-through.
You're a goddamn psychopath.
But why do we have to imagine the window?
Well, because like balcony,
okay.
Window, room.
Okay.
Okay.
But you put balcony, window, room.
No, balcony, window, room.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Okay. Go some on. Reason, so I want to hear about
you
the
said
feud.
It properly, but in that order. For some reason, I imagined your balcony in the bathroom.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Okay. All
right.
Now we've established that you have a balcony, a bathroom, and a window. That's good. At least.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Just give me a moment.
He's flustered.
So in the summer, this guy, he would
break into your house.
No, he would call India.
Okay? Oh yeah, I remember this.
He would call India, and I would just at 3 a.m. I'm trying to sleep. I'm home from work.
This
screaming,
is
bro.
Right next to his head.
Screaming. Screaming. Just, I'm like, what the fuck? So I get out. First time, I go, bro, can you lower the volume? I'm trying to sleep, bro. Like, I got shit to do.
3 o'clock in the morning.
You know? And did you actually say it in a low tone like that? Yeah, or like, you were already.
In the beginning, I was
shut the fuck up.
No, in the beginning, I was nice. So then he's like, okay, my friend, okay. I'm like, I go, okay. So I go back to bed. I hear again, cousin. So I go,
cousin.
So I go, what the fuck, bro? So I go back outside second time. I go, bro, can you, like, I'm trying to sleep. I go to him. This time I'm agitated. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, like, with the eyebrow. I'm trying to sleep.
With the eyebrow.
Okay, my friend. No problem. No worries.
Thank you.
So then, bro, I go back. Again, shouting, cousin. I'm like, motherfucker. Third time I go out. Hey. Shut the fuck up, bro. I'm trying to sleep. In the middle of the night, bro. On the balcony, yelling.
What do he do?
He panics, hangs up the phone right away.
And runs in the house?
Okay. And he goes back in. So then...
best part is, why is he on the balcony? Because he doesn't want to wake up his family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But everyone else in the neighborhood is fair game. Yeah.
So that, so this happened.
What a piece of shit.
So then this happened for like a month or two. And like times that he was smoking on the balcony, I would get out on the balcony on purpose and just pretend to talk on the phone really loud. I would like have water. I'd spill water on his balcony by mistake. Like do shit like that. And he wouldn't understand why I'm doing this. Yeah. Him in his head, like he didn't know. He's like.
Yeah, because he had hung up. Like when you told him you're bothering him, he hung up.
So he thought.
Like I kept messing with him like that, and yeah, that was it.
Did he end up moving?
No, he stayed there eventually because I never got a reaction out of him. So I'm like, okay, this is no fun anymore. So.
But that sounds like he knew there was a feud. He was just scared shitless of you.
Yeah.
Because if you have some fucking giant next door yelling and fucking throwing water on your balcony, you're like,
well,
oh,
I was like
fuck.
This. I would like talk on the phone. I would go, yeah. And, like,
maybe what he was saying, like he was talking to his cousin in Punjabi, going, please help me. Help me. My crazy neighbor comes out.
In the middle of the night, he yells at me.
He wasn't calling India. He was calling his neighbor, his cousin downstairs.
It does make sense that he was afraid because when I got out on the balcony every single time, I would get angry and angry, and I just had boxers on. Like, no shirt, nothing.
So you think what scared him was the sight of you?
Yeah.
You think the visual
and the screaming
is what got to him?
He's like, fuck this giant bear.
He's going to rape me. He's like, it was cool watching you rape, but I don't want to be the victim.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
These are good fucking conspiracies. You know what, though? Best conspiracies you ever brought to the table are these. Most entertaining.
What was the name of this website?
PoseidonsDad.org.
No, it's from a Instagram page called
Gus's findings.org.
The _ wake _
oh,
up.
Oh, shit. Wait _
Q.
Underscore or underscore?
Underscore.
Underscore.
What the fuck?
What is an underscore?
Phone?
How do I put an underscore? Do you mean underscore?
Wait. Underscore.
It's an underscore. That's like a.
Do you know what an underscore is?
It's an underscore, and then underneath the underscore.
Isn't that an underscore?
So that's apparently his mother.
The underscore wake up. Why do you keep saying underscore?
Is it underscore or underscore?
It's probably a triangle.
It's in North America it's _, but apparently in Argentina it's _.
So wait, let me see. Go back to the photo. Black and white, dude. Barack Obama. So that's Barack Obama in the middle. You're saying?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay,
I'm not saying.
Well, you're saying to us.
Yeah, I'm saying to you. So that's his mother, the CIA agent, that's Eva Braun. Because this is all it works with bloodlines, right?
Right. Right, obviously. How else would it work?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There's a German Shepherd, bro. Is that there's a dog there?
They're comparing Ava. They're comparing both pictures that it's really her.
Interesting. What an underscore.
Underscore.
Look, hold on. Let me find the video of the one where
fuck. I have diarrhea. I just shit in my underscore.
If you don't start a conspiracy podcast called The Undersquare with Poseidon, you're a fucking idiot.
Undersquare. Fuck, underscore.
Oh, what's it called, that line on the bottom?
It's an underscore.
Yeah, this is...
How do you say it?
Underscore.
Underscore?
I want a credible newspaper to one day pick up on this podcast and then be like, and they were watching a buffoon of a man who doesn't know what an underscore is tell them about the Illuminati bloodline between Barack Obama, Eva Braun, Hitler, and the pharaohs.
Everything he said seemed to make sense until he struggled with the word underscore for 17 minutes.
Remember in the old days when caller ID? In 2007, I had done this joke, and people, for some reason, I don't know how they got my phone number because it was unlisted, but they got my number, and they were calling me and...
harassing you?
Harassing me. And some of them were threatening me, like death threats.
With their number.
But their number. And I'd be like, yeah, I see your number. I know that you're...
Mr.
You're,
Trombley.
Yeah, I'd be like Steve Ouellette. And it was fucking... And then I was like, people are so stupid. Like, if you're going to threaten someone's life... Do it with a fucking fake email address, or do it with if you're going to call from a payphone. Find a payphone or a fucking burner phone.
Or even try star 67. Just try it.
No, the best way to threaten someone is basically you write
sexually.
You write a letter. You write a letter, but not with your handwriting. You got to take different, you got to cut out different letters.
Are you a psychopath?
From a newspaper or whatever, and stick them and make sentences.
Like a ransom note in the comic books?
Something like that, yeah.
He's the Joker.
That's the best way.
No, you're the Riddler, now.
You're a criminal from 1971. Yeah. You know what the plan is. You know where there's a shit ton of money? Payphones. Yeah. Payphones.
Batman has the Riddler. We have the Diddler.
The Diddler.
Yeah. The Diddler.
The Diddler, diddly-doo.
Yeah, he's diddle kids, bro. Why are you so happy?
Oh, Jesus Christ, bro. What the hell?
He was clapping. He's like, I am the diddler. I am the
diddly-doo.
Is that how you diddled him?
No, bro.
Diddly-doo.
I just thought it was funny until you said the kids.
You thought raping little kids funny?
No.
That's his catchphrase. Yeah. He goes, diddly-doo, your asshole's going to turn into two. Diddly-doo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Then he gets cut. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm doing prop comedy.
Yeah, you just don't get the bit, officer. It's not my problem. You don't have a sense of humor.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
That's the thing that helps when there's just one employee.
You're always employee of the month?
Yeah.
But Pierre's working hard on getting some good deals. You want to move? You said you want to expand your role.
Yes.
He's not satisfied with simply being third mic on the greatest podcast ever come out of Canada.
Yes.
He wants to help the ad team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Do you really want to work with this fucking monkey? Yeah.
Because Pierre, here's the thing. I think this is the reason why we need him. Pierre keeps accepting fake checks. They're just on napkins. Napkins. He brings them to the bank. They tell him, sir, this is a Dunkin' Donuts. Quit trying to deposit your napkin.
He recently accepted a Polaroid photo of the dollar bills. It was a Polaroid photo of cash. He's like, yes. Deposit accepted. Want to work more on the ads, right?
Yes. Okay. I really do.
Okay.
I already sent two messages actually from Facebook and Instagram to two companies. Like sometimes I'll see when they advertise on Instagram and Facebook.
You're an outbound sales kind of guy.
One of them got back to me, but they weren't interested.
Good.
And then one of them still hasn't gotten back to me. And I want to keep.
You want to keep harassing.
You want to keep that momentum going. One got back to me.
That's what sales is.
I'm not interested. The other one said, "Sir, quit bothering me."
Sales is just sales is sort of harassment.
It is. Yeah. You know? It's very harassment.
But you got to do what you got to do.
It's rape without the sex.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. You ever hear him say exhaust?
No.
Exhaust. He used to bother me. He's like, what about your exhaust? I go, it's not a meal. It's not exhaust. It's exhaust. He's like, yeah, your exhaust.
How do you say it? And now he's going to try to say it properly?
Yeah.
Hold on.
And then he's like, he doesn't remember.
He's trying his best.
Exhaust.
Exhaust. He's trying
the exhaust.
He's trying your best.
Yeah.
Still doesn't work. Exhaust.
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 The exhaust.
There he said the exhaust. That's it. That's what he says. The exhaust. The exhaust. And I used to go crazy. Exhaust. I was like, what do you mean the exhaust?
Why do I
the
say
eggs
like
are poached. What are you talking about? The exhaust.
When I was a kid, I used to say...
no, daddy, no. Not there.
Oh, yeah, Jesus not, Christ, no. Bro.
Come on, daddy. Quit teasing. Put it in.
What about the NBA now since it's suspended? Does that mean that the Raptors are back-to-back champions? What does this mean?
Oh, so I grew up in Dallas, yeah. And after the Mavericks won the championship, they had the lockout. And I was like, keep this going, man. We are back. We are just champs forever.
Yeah.
That if I'm a Raptors fan, cancel the season. Yeah. Back-to-back, yo, we got it. Yeah, put up two banners.
That's how the second one, it has the virus symbol on it.
A Raptor with a little cough. You know what I mean? That's it. You guys got it, dude.
It's just the... I was going to say something stupid.
Yeah, we're used to it. I figured.
Say,
say it. What is it going to be? I want to see the level of idiocy.
I was going to say it's going to be the Raptor, but the design's a bit changed. It's going to be coughing like that cat meme.
You just said what he said, but
just
dumber.
Repeated. Yeah.
That's all you did.
You basically explained his joke that was a perfect joke in a shitty way.
No, coughing like the cat, like a heart with the lips and everything.
Unlike his, it was just coughing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so it helps. He fucking improved your joke.
I heard something.
I wouldn't say improve.
Yeah, the thing is, ice cream, it goes bad after a while too, right? Like, I don't know why she's hoarding that shit.
Does it really?
Everything goes bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Ice cream is probably good. Like, I've kept ice cream more than a year, and it's disgusting after 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, it's all something to hoard.
It gets all icy and...
Okay.
Poseidon, you seem concerned, and you look like you're going to run to your freezer. How long have you been hoarding ice cream for?
Well, that's why when I was a kid, sometimes after eating ice cream, I'd get the runs.
You'd have diarrhea?
Yeah. Because I would keep it for like super long.
Yeah, that might be one of the reasons.
No.
Yeah. So to give you diarrhea, I think that when ice cream isn't good anymore, it just tastes off. It's not supposed to give you diarrhea.
Like, how much of it did you eat? Like, you're one of those people that keeps eating something that's spoiled.
I probably didn't realize it was spoiled.
Were you keeping it in the freezer or just on the counter?
In the freezer.
Okay.
But then my brothers got a bit older, and then ice cream wouldn't last more than 2 days. because one of us would overdo it and eat too much.
The best part about this is besides like, yo, I got a good story. Yo, my brothers, man, they love ice cream.
All right. Jason, record this part for the best of.
Yeah. High five, right? Right? You know, you know what I'm talking about?
What I was trying to say
I used to eat ice cream and it lasts a year. Then my brothers ate ice cream, so it lasted less long. Good story.
Because we'd preemptively eat most of the ice cream, knowing the other asshole would fucking overdo it.
Preemptive or
portion.
Postemptive?
What?
Preemptive or postemptive?
Preemptively.
You sure you would never postemptively eat?
How do you post-emptively?
He'd post-emptively have the runs.
Yeah.
Preemptively eat, post-emptively diarrhea.
Shit's his fucking pants.
What was the impact, like, when you used to do Howard Stern, when that show was really big? Mm. That must have been, like...
Huge.
A game changer, right?
It was like the Tonight Show with Carson back in the day. You know, a comic went on there, and then all of a sudden they had an agent, and they were a star overnight. That's how much when he was on regular radio with like 20 million people supposedly listening. That's what it did for him to plug gigs on there. I was all of a sudden selling out. I was featuring in comedy clubs in the States. I went on there. I was headlining like City B and C rooms. So I had 45 minutes to an hour, but I was featuring at like Funny Bones and Improvs. And I went on there. He plugged one weekend. I sold out 6 shows headlining.
Fuck, bro.
Because he took like the degenerates in. He took like the degenerate comics in and brought him in, and it's like he gave him a home. You know, guys that were fucked, that had fucked up stories. He loved that stuff, you know, a little edgy and out there. So it was great for us. We're like, cool, we don't need Letterman and, you know, all that shit. Because we'll never get on their acts. Are too edgy for that. But Stern was, and I liked that crowd better anyway.
Yeah.
Because I grew up listening to him, you know, so I knew all those blue collar people would like enjoy my material.
And he was that, just that microphone. He gave you the mic. He presented you to everyone and you took advantage. You're like, oh, there's my people. I'm going to fucking roll with it.
You know, Stern was great. Like, he'd take you under his wing for a few years and then let you go and bring other people in. Hey, man, I gave you a start. Now go take advantage of it. Goodbye. You know what I mean? And some people I can't get on the show anymore are mad at him. I'm like, hey, man, the guy gave me an unbelievable opportunity.
Yeah.
He made my career because of that. If the show has changed and he has different guests on and A-listers, that's fine. It's no big deal. I had my shot. I got my audience from it and I moved on. And I got other stuff from it. So it worked out.
Also, the show is different now.
Yeah.
In many ways, it wouldn't make sense to go backwards.
Yeah, he's older now. It's tough for, you know, a guy in his mid-60s to have a 19-year-old come in. He says, take your top off. I'll see if you need implants or not. You know, that's kind of creepy. It's in the mid-60s. You can get away with that till, like, you know, about like early 40s, maybe.
it's a different world.
Yeah. Yeah, something very creepy about a 60-year-old telling a 20-year-old to squirt in front of him.
Yeah, turn around. Let me see your ass. Oh, that's nice. Is your mom hot? You know, I used to love that shit. It was so taboo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's dancing on Ellen. Like, something here doesn't fucking fit in. There's something weird. Poseidon was telling us how he found, he was given a list while he was watching porn about the number one search porn stuff on the sites that he was on.
No, the most viewed videos on
the most
Canada,
viewed videos
in Canada is stepmoms.
In Canada, the state of Canada.
In the state, yeah.
Do all states have their...
You know what? Maybe that's why we got capitulated. There's the people.
We got capitulated.
Well, that's why.
Are you just taking words?
You've been using that word a lot for someone that doesn't really know what it means.
That's why maybe.
You just annexed
the
word.
What does capitulated mean?
Oh.
To give up, I think. To give in? Type of thing? No. Never mind.
Think again. Give us another guess. You could come, Michelle.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Yeah,
surrender.
Merci, Michel. What is it?
To surrender.
Keep trying.
I sprang there.
Oh, shit.
Keep trying. You're not too close, not too far. Keep trying.
To give control.
Now I realized why Trump thought it would be so easy to take over this country.
Yeah. Keep trying. You're close.
It was like these dummies. I'm going to tell them.
Can I Google it?
No, don't Google it. What do you think it means?
To surrender, kind of.
No, now you're far. Now you're far again.
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah, it has to do with language and words that you can use.
Has to do with English grammar.
Actually, yeah, it does, yeah. Think about it.
Capitulate.
Limit.
What?
I'm going to give you two words.
Uh-huh.
Limit and language, and then let you figure it out.
Limit and language.
Yeah.
Or shitty and vocabulary.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, that works too. But that it's going to confuse them. Unless limit confused them.
Trudeau limited his powers to...
Only?
To only...
You're almost there. Somewhere. I don't know where it's going to take us, but you're almost where you're supposed to get to.
Trudeau limited his powers to only speaking to the public?
So close.
Speaking to the citizens?
No.
Speaking.
Not to. What?
What?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking into the camera?
Yeah, so that's it. So
God
you know.
God damn it.
Oh, he limited his power to speaking English?
Yeah, exactly.
So you know. So why did you pretend
so
like you don't know?
Yeah.
You did this whole thing, this whole time, like you didn't know what it meant. Why were you
pretending? That's not what that means.
Yeah, it means
capitulated.
That
you just pretend. Why were we pretending the whole time? Why'd you waste that time?
There's no way that's what that means.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
To limit your powers to speaking English.
No, exactly. To a specific language. Yeah.
Not only
put your phone
English.
Down. I have a question. Because if you, let's say you were one of these fucking predators, okay? You'd think that when you're confronted by an adult or something, you wouldn't have as much confidence. I was watching one guy who showed up with like a hat, and he, you know, those guys that are 40 but they dress like they're 15,
yeah,
with the shirt that's like 9 sizes too big, you know. And I was like, this is the confidence. He's like, yeah, I'm here. I was gonna take her to party. So you can't keep me here. I know the law. I know people in the law. And I sent it to him so I could show you guys here what I'm talking about. It's so absurd, the level of confidence that when you've already lost, it's like going into a game and you're already down by 15 goals. You're like, I'm going to fuck you up. Dude, you're down. Shut the fuck up. So you have to see this guy. Look.
Walking in our back door is
first of all, look at how he's dressed.
Old David Schumacher, screen name Freebird 72,000. He's been chatting online with a decoy posing as a young teen named B.
Ooh.
Knock, knock.
Oh, knock.
Hey, come on in.
Play on, play on.
19-year-old actress, the decoy playing B, invites him in.
She's a girl that looks.
Look at her. Oh, wow. God damn, what a fucking loser. What a loser.
He's looking like he's eating the food. Online, and he's going to the TV.
14 and he's never been there. To a birthday party. And from his online chat, it appears he has his sights on a party.
With your
two.
Head.
I want to be your first, baby.
Okay.
You're going to put my in your mouth? Because I like that.
I guess I can try
it. He probably spelled cock, K-O-K.
Baby. I'll show you heaven.
He goes on to talk about having different kinds of sex with the virgin. And then gets almost poetic.
Do you want to make love or for your first time?
What's the difference?
Is just raw passion, and making love is a connection of bodies, I guess.
Freebird.
What the fuck's he talking about?
Also mentions online that he's going to bring marijuana.
Ooh.
Did you bring some green?
No, we're gonna smoke some marijuana.
Look at him.
Cookies are good munchies.
He's.
Yeah, you didn't tell me your parents were rich. What are
they? He looks like a chipmunk.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah. Look
hey,
at him.
Why don't you have a seat right over there? Good. How are you? What's happened?
Like so many,
he just sat down.
This house, the man sits and answers questions.
Look at him.
Can't figure out if I'm the girl's father or a police
officer. Look, he's not leaving.
And remember, he has no idea he's being videotaped.
And he's still eating.
You tell me what's going on.
Your dad or something?
What are you doing,
dad? I'm David. How you going?
David, I'm Chris.
But look at him.
How's everything?
Surprised he didn't shake. Like
chill,
what's up?
Party?
So the girl here was going to go with you to the birthday party.
Who are you?
I'll get to that. What's your date's name for the party?
B.
B. And how old is B?
I don't know. She didn't really tell me.
But she did tell him. Online,
she didn't
her
really.
14.
Anyway, so this is the kind of shit. I don't know what he's doing now, Hansen. He started a new show, apparently.
That's nuts.
Chris Hansen started a new show, apparently. You know
really?
About that?
Oh. Really? No.
Yeah, he go... Now he... Well, he mostly does it to, like, I think YouTube celebrities and all that. Like, basically people who are famous and they shouldn't be famous. And he tracks down
that they've done
or they do. If it's pedophile, if it's anything illegal,
okay,
it's crazy. Pierre, I think Pierre has
a video.
Yeah, video of that one. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Poseidon.
Oh shit, Poseidon.
First of all, that name is so suspicious. Predator-like, really. Poseidon. Chris Hansen here of Hansen versus Predators. To catch a predator and have a seat with Chris Hansen. Now I'm going to need you, Poseidon, to have a seat right over there. I want you to know that I've been going through the transcripts, and in spite of the many disturbing things I've seen throughout my career, I've never seen someone do that to a horse. Absolutely disgusting.
Sickle.
Cut it out. Before you meet me in a dark kitchen someplace, having to call Mike and Pantelis to throw your bail. Nobody wants that. Clean up your act. I'll be watching, and I'll see you soon on the TV and the YouTube.
Poseidon, bro, what the fuck are you doing with a horse?
That's amazing.
What did you do to a horse? Oh. Friend of the show, Chris Hansen. Yeah.
What happens in Texas stays in Texas.
Look at it. Look at the panic.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
For real, though. We're going to show the video of you and the horse next.
Oh, fuck.
I always thought that you'd be a top.
Hmm.
I didn't peg you as a bottom.
Yeah, the horse really fucked the shit out of you.
And you gotta, and he kept on yelling, "Is it in yet?" How can you not feel a horse cock?
Yeah, what have you been doing? What kind of experience do you have? What are you doing here, sir?
What are you doing here?
That's funny, eh?
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you want to send it to your coworkers?
I don't care. Yeah, sure.
Look, we've been investigating some claims here. Apparently, you got fucked in the ass by a horse, and you initiated the sex.
It's like when I initially googled blue waffle like 2 years ago.
I actually thought of throwing my phone in the toilet bowl when it happened.
What happens when you Google blue waffle?
Well, Google it and you'll see.
No, I don't want to fucking.
I almost threw my phone in the toilet earlier. I thought of taking it and putting, like, that's how I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Yeah, but then I realized, like, okay, this is explainable. This is, I got a tweet about it.
Yeah.
So what happens with Blue Waffle?
So Blue Waffle, somebody told me, yo, Blue Waffles are good. Did you see the blue? So being naive, I thought it was and just fat. Basically somebody takes, like, the waffle, the mix, and puts, like, blue dye in it, and they make these cute little
waffles. Yeah, we don't care about the elaborate thought you had. What does it show?
I think it's a STD, but it's very nasty. Like, it's disgusting.
Like, and that's like the street name for an STD? Because that's not the scientific term.
Yeah,
I don't think there was a doctor that's like, this is going to be called the Blue Waffle.
Doctor, what do I have? Listen, bro, you got a bad case of Blue Waffles.
I think the same doctor
refers to Poseidon as the Greek faggot.
Listen, faggot. Don't eat dicks if they've been in someone's ass. You'll get coronavirus.
He's like, what kind of a doctor are you? The cool kind of doctor, bro.
I'm the best kind of doctor. You want me to change your tires?
Speaking of show business, I sent you that email that I had to send yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So the email,
because she's like, yeah, I got you a role, like I sent in your stuff. I was like, oh, nice, you know, the agent's fucking working hard already, you know? And then I get the details of the role, and it's like you're playing basically a guy who's running like a juvenile porn thing.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then I sent back, I don't care how much it pays. I don't want to play, I told her, I don't want to play anything pedophile or pedophile adjacent. Like, I'm not Chris D'Elia. Yeah. Every one of my roles can't be a pedophile. So, because that's all, so far, every one of his roles is a fucking pedophile, this guy.
I've never seen him act in anything.
He was in Workaholics.
Okay.
And he played a pedophile.
He's a pedophile.
And he's in a new show that Poseidon watches called You on YouTube.
Okay.
And he played a fucking pedophile again. So I was like, I don't want to get typecast like him, you know? So I said, no, Shagoka, it's a good thing I asked you. And I said, yeah, that, like, you could make me the rape victim, but I don't want to be the rapist because I don't want to get typecast. I don't want to get typecast as that, you know?
And was this because if it's a lead role, it's worth it.
It's not a lead role.
Like Kevin Bacon.
No, it's like the cops catch the guy, and I would be the guy.
So you're pedophile number six, or
yeah? Well, actually, I'd be the head one because I'm running
number one.
Yeah, who's number one? Yeah. So I was like, well, I think the in their defense, I'd be like, no, it's not pedophile. They're like 15, 16. It's like, yeah, I don't want that. I'm a comic. I make fun of shit.
You're
like
not.
That.
Yeah. You're not a pedophile. You supply children
to
dirty men with money.
Goddamn.
You're a businessman. You're a facilitator.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get myself in this kind of situation. So I said no. But it was just funny that I got that. I go, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She's like, I got a role for you.
Goddamn.
That means you need a new headshot.
Yeah.
If you're getting roles for pedophiles.
It's because my headshot, I'm fucking a kid in it. So yeah. I think I sent the wrong one. What did your father say about the coronavirus, buddy?
So the first thing, because I was in panic mode.
Real quick, when did he come back in your life?
When I was 12, but then left again when I was 14.
And then he came back again.
When I was like 20, but then I refused to talk to him for a while, and I started talking to him again when I was like 23, 22.
He left twice. That's amazing. Yeah. I gotta get another pack of smokes.
I just realized that. Yeah. Whose kids' fathers leave twice? I just realized that.
I don't
that
blame
shit.
Him. I don't know.
I'm just buying machetes. He's like, okay, I'm out.
But I want to hear this because he's telling me yesterday.
So, and there's another detail I didn't tell you yesterday because I saved it for today that I'm going to tell you now. And so I call him up to see if he's all right because he's an older gentleman. So it affects older people as well more. And I go, yeah, you all right? I go, by the way, let me ask you, in case shit completely goes south and shit is hitting the fan everywhere, because you like to be backed up and everything and ready. Do you have like weapons, you know? Like this. And he goes, I can't talk about,
I can't talk about, this isn't a secure line.
He goes, I can't talk about this over the phone. So I go to him, oh fuck, he's got like a stash. He can't tell me, like he's going to tell me in person. So I invite
him
over.
I'm going
to
text you.
I made a big fucking mistake. He comes over to hang out, to talk. And I go, okay, so bro, where's the fucking weapons?
I like how you say
bro. I like
bro.
That you call him bro. Hey, bro.
Bro.
Bro, where's the fucking
I guess
weapons?
It hurts less that your bro left than your dad.
Yeah, he just stopped hanging out.
He's like, oh, he's gone to college.
Yeah.
And he goes,
he'll be back.
And he goes, and he looks at me, and I don't know why I wasn't expecting this from him. He goes, I'm going to build it. And I go, as
he's
going to
build
that,
a gun?
As soon as he said that, I was like, ah, fuck.
I made a big mistake. Build what?
He goes, the weapon is, he goes, it's a drone. It follows you around, and your enemy's around. You press a button, blows them up. I'm like,
what?
So you're talking about a weaponized drone that costs $30 million. He goes, yeah. I go, where the fuck are you going to find one, you douchebag? I go to him. He goes, I'm going to build one. I'm like, ah! I fell for it.
You're
I
his fell. Jizz. Yeah. Bro. It was an epic. It was an epic event, Glutton Fest, yeah. The first one, and he thought it was gonna ruin his life. After he's like, I want a video. Shit in my pants is gonna ruin my life.
Because the way it started is he told us he could eat 10 pounds of hot dogs in was it in one sitting?
Yeah, in 1 hour or something.
And then we were like, you can't do that. If you're able to do that, we'll give you $1,000. And then. He came back and he was like, I Googled it and apparently you can't put that much food in your stomach. So then we told him, but if you shit your pants, you empty your stomach.
Keep going.
So then he was like, oh yeah, that's a good way to fuck the system. And then so we got him to put a diaper on, and then he taped his pants to his feet so that the shit wouldn't go through. And then he ended up just shitting his pants.
This is on film?
Yeah, it's on this page too. It's on this YouTube channel, Glutton
it's
Fest.
It's called Glutton Fest.
Yeah. Oh. And just the moment, because the camera's on him, his eyes, because we didn't know that he was shitting himself, and he's like, I just did it. What's the matter? I shit my fucking pants. And the panic in his face, and then after he's like, I'm never going to live this down. How am I going to walk down the street? People are going to know I'm the guy who shit his pants. And yet people know. And they're kind of proud of you. They're like, yo, dude, shit in your pants. Glutton Fest Part 2. We're waiting for that. No one's really making fun of you. They're all kind of proud of you.
It does take balls, though, to do that a bit. No?
Yeah. What's your point? Balls and lack of brain cells.
Yeah. I mean, for $2,000, though, man.
But
I mean,
that's a good argument. We said that, too, because what I told him is his best defense is if anybody makes fun of him, tell him, let me ask you, did you take a shit today? You guys were like, yeah. How much you get paid? Nothing? Yeah. Exactly. You fucking peasant.
Nothing a shower can fix.
Yeah. Dude, imagine every time you take a shit, you get paid. Shit, I'd be rich.
You know how that's going to suck, though, for me? Like, since this pandemic is hurting everyone financially, when I totally run out of money, I'll be like, fuck, I could have had $2,000. But I gave it to Poseidon for this shit his pants. My wife will be like, why are we only eating bread? Because I fucking make bad investments.
I'm a goddamn buffoon.
I still see that as an investment.
It was for the show. It was for the show.
Yeah.
I actually did like get a receipt and put it in my income tax.
Are so you
my,
serious?
My,
it was an expense.
Yeah, so my accountant, it's a business expense.
Did you write it off?
I did. My accountant was like, we can't. Like, giving someone $2,000 to shit their pants isn't a business expense. I was like, well, it kind of is.
The fact that you wrote that off is hilarious.
It kind
You're
of is.
You're not wrong,
though.
Mike, because it was for entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you know what would be amazing since I wrote it off? If Poseidon got in trouble with Revenue Canada because he didn't declare it.
Sir, we know for a fact, we've seen the videos, you shit your pants and you never declared that $2,000.
So it's here you shit your pants and it's on record. Mr. Poseidon, you have anything to say about that?
Your Honor, please play the tape. Play the tape back more time of him crying on camera. Sugar Sammy, I was on the phone with him last night, and he let me know that there's a man in Quebec, Poseidon, that was caught on CCTV camera fucking a cow. A cow, Poseidon, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes you think.
And plus to fuck a cow, like that's a cow is higher than a human, so he had to get a little stepladder. There's a lot that goes through, like you got to do a lot of shit before you can fuck that cow.
You got the decision, the mental gymnastics you have to do to be like, it's better than
you
fucking
think
Sam.
He'd have time to change his mind. Like he'd be, hey, mom, where's the stepladder? Why do you need the stepladder? It's my business.
Yeah. Oh, why do you need the stepladder? Are you going to fuck another cow? You know what's fucked is that when, because I didn't get, Sugar Sammy told me there's a video out there that people are watching, but I just saw the stills in the, like they had it on the news website. And from the black and white photos that I saw, it wasn't one cow. There was like three cows around him. So he also had to pick a cow.
Oh, shit. And did he, like, this was on the news. What the fuck is wrong with Montreal television?
Not much happening, Mike.
Someone at the fucking CFCF 12 or whatever was like, look, too much fucking coronavirus bullshit. We need other stories. There's a dude in Quebec that fucked a cow. Perfect.
Yeah. Lead with that. Lead with that story.
That's tonight's been top story. But it's not Quebec City, right? It's a little town. Yeah, I hope it's not Quebec City.
Beauce or some shit. Beauce. Okay. Beauce. I don't know if you ever heard about it. Beauce.
Yeah, Beauce. Yeah. But I used to have jokes about people fucking goats in Beauce. Like when I, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, but 20 years ago, goats were the thing. Now yeah. Cows are the fad. Yeah.
Cows are the new goat.
And cows are the new goat. Yeah, they're taking over. Yeah. And that's a fucked up thing because no matter what you do, people will forget about it. But you fuck one cow, you're always going to be a cow fucker in that place. Yeah. Why couldn't you fuck a goat like a normal local?
I wonder if he blamed social distancing.
I'm staying away from people. I'm just trying to help you guys.
That would have been a nice deterrent. This is what you do when you lock people up.
We fuck cows.
This is what happens when you lock people up. Social distancing got to me. You could have used it as a deterrent.
Yeah. And then they're like, sir, that footage was filmed in January.
Yeah. You know, the best would be if he's trying to like reason with his friends. He's like, he's telling his buddy, you told me to fuck the cow. He's like, I meant Rachel. I meant the fat chick down the street. I did not mean a literal cow.
I read that Titanic was an inside job.
Did you read that?
The fucking iceberg lobby, Mike.
So the ice, someone smuggled that iceberg in their luggage?
Okay. So in the Titanic, there were three men.
Hold on. That's already wrong. There was like thousands of people on that ship.
Yeah. No. But there
was. And this sounds like a joke. There was an Italian, a black guy, and a Polack.
You tell me there was no Jews on that Poseidon, because I'm pretty sure if it was an inside job, the Jews did it.
Okay, listen. So there were three men that today would have been worth $11 billion, and they opposed the Federal Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank.
Oh, I'm liking where this is going.
Yeah, so one of them was Benjamin Guggenheim. The other one was Issa
of the
Straub,
Guggenheim Press fame.
And the other one was Jacob Astor.
From Jack Astor's, the restaurant?
All three died that night. So,
how did they die?
But that's how they were shitty billionaires. If they're, because you know when you watch the fucking movie, it's all of the rich people leave first, and then the ladies and the kids leave, and it's just the fucking poor guys. Why are like?
And why is Guggenheim and his homeboys? How did they all three of them not make it?
Yeah, Jesus Christ!
And also, are you telling me that who planted the iceberg?
No, so. It's not a who planted the iceberg. They
it was
planted
a second
people,
iceberg.
People who were supposed to warn about the iceberg, they planted specific people that so like that they'd hit the iceberg on purpose type of shit.
But who are the people that were supposed to warn about the iceberg? Were they were on the boat too though?
Yeah, and how did they know there was an iceberg there?
Yeah.
Satellite imagery, Poseidon.
Isn't it way easier just to give a guy, especially in the early 1900s, give him $4 to shoot Guggenheim in the head?
Yeah.
That's way easier.
Give him a gun? $4?
Or just go, look, he's going to get on the Titanic. Right before he does, push him in the river.
Yeah.
He has no survival skills.
Or hop on the Titanic, shoot him in the fucking head, pretend you're him.
Yeah. And yeah, throw, yeah. Just shoot him, throw him overboard, and then arrive in New York and live your life.
Yeah, I guess. There could have been that. But because they're saying the novel Futility, an 1898 creation by Morgan Robertson. So it detailed the sinking of an unsinkable ship. And the name of this ship in that book was Titan. It was called Titan. And it looked very similar to the Titanic. It had even the same floor plans and everything. And in the book...
When did this come out, the book?
1898.
And when did the Titanic crash?
1912.
Yeah,
that was like World War One type shit. So you're telling me, Poseidon, that they read the book? Like, this is a good idea. In order to kill these three people, we're going to spend a couple of million dollars creating this fucking ship modeled after this book. That seems so elaborate and complicated to just kill three people. But
look, just murder three people.
I'm not saying I believe in this. We always attack me like I believe these things. Like
I'm not attacking you. I'm just trying to... we're debating. Me and Mike are debating with you right now.
Yes. And there's whole videos on YouTube and everything saying but that how this was just...
In the book with the ship that was called the Titan, does the Titan sink?
Yeah, it sinks in April, the same date as the Titanic.
So you figure the people that wanted to kill Guggenheim, if they were going to use like steal the whole ship sinking idea, they wouldn't name it almost the same exact name, right?
Like, in his room, you know where it says, like, enter here? For his room, did it say die in here? Oh, sorry, we fucked up. Let me remove that sign. Like, it seems so stupid. And also, how the fuck, again, I'm going to ask you this. How did they know about the iceberg? There's no, like, because there's no satellites. Like, how could they know that there was going to be an iceberg there?
I have no clue.
And they would go right into it.
Yeah.
And what about everyone else? What about the guy driving? What about the guy captaining? You think he saw the iceberg? He's like, oh, can't wait to fuck with Guggenheim. Like, it doesn't make any
Guggenheim
sense.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Finally, my life makes sense.
That's he's like, but dude, if you really want to, you're the captain. You could go down with the crew, tie him up, and kill him. You don't need to kill yourself. No, no, my way is way better.
Yeah, you're freezing in water and going, at least Guggenheim died. I didn't die in vain.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
The whole thing was it was supposed to look like an accident type of thing.
Oh, it looked like a big accident.
Yeah. So,
Those are really shitty. If that's true, those are really shitty people. That'd be like finding out that 9/11 only happened because a guy on the ninth floor was cheating on his wife. She's like, "I'm gonna get back at you, you motherfucker."
The guy was cheating on his wife. So the wife's like, "I got a couple of Arab friends. I'm gonna call." Yeah.
I know a couple of Arab dudes are kind of gullible.
They've been taking a lot of flying lessons.
Fun fact.
Did you know, to the Chinese, they sell Icelandic air in a can? Did you know this?
No, I hate you.
They sell air from Iceland in a can in China.
Take a can, and they do this.
They go to Iceland.
Oh, is that how it works? Is that how it works?
But like,
what if they do this? Like, that doesn't work, bro. What are you doing?
No. They got a like an arc just downwards.
Fucking Bill Nye the Science Guy on the show.
They gotta have the lid ready. The can comes on the lid like this.
Where did you find out about this?
YouTube. No, Google.
Google. What did you Google to find out?
Where's my dad? Like you, Poseidon, with the way you eat, I'm actually surprised that you don't shit your pants more often.
I've mastered the clench.
Oh, yeah, you do shit yourself sometimes and you close your butt cheeks, you told us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've
mastered the clench, you know.
You still shit your pants, though. It just doesn't always reach your underwear because you have a fat ass.
It never reaches my underwear.
And actually, it never reaches your underwear?
Never. Sometimes, though, it pulls a tricky one on me. Sometimes I'll think, like it'll slip, and I'm like, oh, fuck, did I just shit my pants? And I run to the bathroom. The first thing I do is wipe. I go, and then there's nothing, and I go, oh, okay, false alarm. And then I proceed to shit in peace.
Oh, wait, why
shit
did you...
Shit and piss?
Wait, hold on. If you're going to shit anyway, why are you wiping your ass before you start shitting?
Because I want to know if I actually shat myself. So a lot of the times it's like a fake...
Look, man, I'm a goddamn investigator. What's the problem?
You're the Columbo of rectums.
Yeah. Why does it bother you? You telling me you never have these questions? To shit or not to shit? That was always the question, bro. That was
the Batman of shit, bro.
When I was in Germany, we didn't go, but there was a club near our hotel. It was a swinger club / karaoke bar.
That's a weird mix.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, I have to go see that. There's something very funny about you going, look, I'm going to go sing my song. Don't fuck anyone. So you're singing fuck It's Raining Men while your wife is getting banged by poor fucking loving you.
Your wife has nice tits. It's easy because you. Yeah. It's so insane.
Yeah.
But fun. It does sound like fun if you're into that shit. But yeah, that would be the biggest fear. You're trying to investigate and you're like, don't fuck anyone.
We tried to trick my friend Louis, that was, because he was doing a documentary of my European tour, and he'd film everywhere. So wherever we'd go, he'd go in, and he wouldn't ask first. Like we'd show up in a venue, and he'd just show up with his camera.
What are you doing, sir? I'm with the crew.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, "Who is that? Why?" And then so we told him, we were like, "Look, you fucking have to ask before you start filming. You got to show him your camera. Tell him you're gonna film." And then he's like, "Okay, no problem." So we convinced him that on the way to Germany, and then we found out about that swinger club karaoke bar. So then we're like, "Oh fuck, we should go there." And then just to see Louis tell the guy at the door, I'm just going to film some stuff. I hope this is okay. It's cool. It's cool. Just a documentary.
Watch him get a German-sized beating. It's a documentary. 9999. Yeah, the Germans. Odd.
Odd.
It always surprised me where they draw the line.
Yeah. Good comedy crowds, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But English or German?
I don't speak German, so I don't know. I do know, though, there's a German comic who did do the equivalent of the Bell Center. Like, he did a stand-up in front of, like, 50,000 or 60,000 people. Maybe not that many. Maybe 20,000.
I think you could do well in Germany if you're charismatic.
It's
been proven in the past. Yeah. Like, I saw videos of Hitler.
A little open micer.
Yeah, I saw videos of Hitler. Bro, not even one punchline, but they're all going crazy. Yeah. It's all going crazy. Jesus. Plus, all his material, hacky Jew stuff, did well.
Oh, Jesus.
Did well. Christ. Did well, I think. I think I could do well in God Germany. Damn,
it's weird how they always, and Norm MacDonald had the bit about this, but how they always say that, oh, Hitler, it's because he was charismatic. I think it's just the German people were extremely racist.
Yeah.
Because he's the least charismatic person I've ever seen in my life. Nah. He's the loud weirdo.
He's so charismatic. And then you look at a video. Holy shit, bro. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
He's just an angry. He's
an
Joe,
angry short man.
He's Joe Pesci without the sense of humor.
That's what happened,
like,
to Pesci.
Everything I see.
Joe Pesci unhinged.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, every time I see Hitler, I imagine funny how. Funny how.
That's what he was saying. Honey, how? He was mad because
you guys are too much, bro.
The Jewish waiter made a bad joke. Seems that mustache kind of funny. Funny how?
I had a weird dream.
Ah, oh, thanks for bringing it up. I had a weird dream too.
Are you serious?
To God,
Okay, do you want to say it first or I say it first?
Say yours first.
Okay, so so I do this thing. It's a little weird. Whenever I want to wake up early and not be late for anything, I sleep on my couch.
Okay.
Because it's uncomfortable. Okay? But when I want to sleep in, I sleep in my bed.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't you get a fucking alarm?
I sleep through it, bro. You don't understand, Mike. Okay, look. I got a special alarm.
So you have to be uncomfortable to sleep? Like, to wake up?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
You live life like a cartoon mutant. It's like your life was written by the guys at Pixar.
So listen to me. Like, Mike, I got a special alarm with the thing that extends. You put it under your pillows and it vibrates the whole bed. I still don't wake up. I have a problem.
No, you wake up. You just shut everything off.
Yeah.
I do.
Your
problem is you don't give a fuck.
You're lazy. Yeah, that's the problem.
No, but I don't remember waking up.
I don't remember whipping my alarm clock out of the window. Anyways, go. I want to hear this dream.
So
you're sleeping on your couch. Your neck is all crooked.
So
do you like have a two-seat couch or three-seat?
Two.
So and you're just to remind people, you're 5'1", so you must be comfortable. Fuck, like a 2-seater couch is this long.
What happens is I do this once a week.
Listen, bro, you only live once. Why be comfortable?
YOLO. Right.
So you're sleeping in a chair.
That's basically it. You're like a guy trapped in an old folks' home.
Yeah.
I do this once a week to wake up on time.
Okay.
And
thank God we know that you're using the most innovative tactics possible to not be late.
I wonder how many world leaders use this trick.
Iran's attacking. I'm sleeping on the chair. You're the most outspoken critic of Jeremy Piven doing stand-up. It is the best. I look forward to those fucking tweets because they come out of nowhere. You're like, look at this fucking idiot. It's just a tag. And you tag him. Oh, it's the best.
He wanted to fight me a couple weeks ago in the belly room when they were doing a roast battle. I was told by a certain person to get up there and challenge him.
Oh.
So, I just did it for some laughs, and you know, he has the improv skills of a sloth from the Goonies.
Oh, he wasn't good?
Oh, he was horrible. Like, his first comeback to me was, I'm Jewish. I pray for you, my brother. And then he's like, I'm not going to roast battle you, but I'll kick your ass in the parking lot right now. So I said, come on, let's go. And I guess he got lost on his way to the parking lot.
Fucking shit. And I loved Ari Gold. I love that character. But the real human being behind it, the more I know about him, the more I dislike him.
Oh, he's a horrible person.
Yeah.
I like, you know, that he's like 5'1", but he was challenging you to a fight. You could clearly kick his ass.
He'd step on him, easily.
Well, I'm just curious as to like who put it in his head, like, hey, you got Me Too'd out of Hollywood. You should try stand-up. I mean,
yeah, he did get Me Too'd, right?
Yeah, and it's like if I got Me Too'd out of comedy and I just started showing up on random film sets. Okay, I'd like to act.
That, oh my God, that's fucking accurate. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Have you done anything in the house? Because you keep calling me to come out to run errands, but why don't you just fix shit in your house first?
It's only a door. I'll fix it after.
Fix it after the pandemic?
No, like, I don't know. Like, actually, that's a good idea. I didn't think about it.
What, after fix it after the pandemic?
No. I mean, like, I should probably fucking fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just hanging out there. It's just, it looks like people broke into your house. That's what it looks like.
It's true, eh?
If somebody comes in there, it looks like you're squatting. It doesn't look like you actually pay rent.
Well, because the reason I haven't fixed it is also now, like, before, to get, like, a towel or to get toilet paper, because I have them stocked.
You have to open the goddamn door, but now...
I have to open the door, but now...
Way easier.
I just do this.
You know what would make it even easier? No walls. Yeah. Just knock the walls down.
Yeah. You're the anti-Trump. You don't want walls anywhere in your house. You want to shit freely. You want people to throw you toilet paper from across the room.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead of having a closet, essentially now you have a bookshelf.
With toilet paper in it.
Yeah.
Like and all of your other bookshelves.
Yeah. My towels.
That's exactly it, yeah. Like all of your other bookshelves, you have fucking toilet paper.
Whenever he goes to the library, he's like, what the fuck are they doing with books? Yeah. How are you going to wipe your ass with that book? It's just stupid. It doesn't make sense.
So now it looks like you have problems with all races, which is kind of good. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate everyone equally.
Yeah, yeah. It's making you seem like less of a racist. I'm liking this. Go on.
So this guy comes in from the wrong way into the one-way street, and I go.
Did you yell at him, handicapinado?
No. I didn't know he was in a wheelchair. I didn't know he was in a wheelchair at that moment.
You know, Professor X. He's like, hey, Professor Javier, get the fuck out of the way.
No, Professor. Professor.
Professor Javier, get the fuck out of the way.
So I scream out. My windows roll down. I go, what are you doing, Malaka? Like that, like really loud. And he goes, like he panics.
I'm not a Malaka. I'm handicapped.
Slam, I'm on my balcony again after, like, I'm smoking a cigarette. And he goes, and then I didn't realize it was the same guy. And he's like, he looks suspicious. He was like, from his window, but because he has a wheelchair, he can't go on his balcony.
You think he was part of MS-13?
So, no, he was Spanish from Spain.
Oh, Spanish from Spain, lispy one.
Spanish.
Oh, that's amazing.
So,
Javier.
So he's there, but it looks super suspicious because he has his curtains and you can only see half of his face and
he has curtains in his car.
No. This is I didn't segue properly.
Yeah.
No. This was after.
Because that is suspicious. Yes.
Finally, I parked. I went up home, and I guess he parked. Went upstairs also. You know, because he has a parking spot in the building. Because he's he's in a wheelchair. So after
that adds up.
Yeah. When I was in my when I was on my balcony after when I had went up.
You saw him.
You know, he sees me smoking, and he's on the same floor as me, and like you can only see half of his face. He goes, "Hey."
You can only see half his face because he's disabled?
No, because he's like behind his thing.
Okay.
Behind,
you refuse to look at the melted part?
No.
The paralyzed side doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So I go, "Hey." I go, "What's up?" He goes, "You Greek?" I'm like, "Yeah, why? Who's asking, bro?" I stand up.
Who's asking? Clearly, the handicapped Spanish guy's asking.
But I didn't know. I still don't know. He's in a wheelchair, by the way. Yeah. I still don't know. He goes, "Yeah. You called me a Malacca before." I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, bro." And then he proceeds to explain to me the whole situation. But I was about to get
there's
back.
There's no way he said, "Yeah, bro."
So I'm paraphrasing, yes.
You're paraphrasing.
And I go, he goes, "Yeah, you called me a Malacca." I'm like, "Yeah, bro, why?" He goes, "Oh, no, nothing. I'm just, I want to explain." Like, he was super nice. Like, I was ready.
You call him a Malacca and he asks you if you're Greek. Yeah. And then you ask him, "You're in a wheelchair. Are you handicapped, bro?"
No. So then he goes, but it's funny because like he was super nice, but I thought he was going to be like aggressive. So I became aggressive and I was like,
What did he say? "Let me explain. I'm not a Malacca. I'm a handicap."
No. He goes to me, "Hey man, I just want to tell you I'm in a wheelchair." And he rolls his wheelchair backwards. And then
who
I felt
cares?
Super oh. bad.
Why didn't you
like,
laugh?
But, huh?
Why didn't you laugh?
But who cares if he's in a wheelchair? How does that?
Excuses bad driving.
Fix anything.
No, it doesn't. And then he starts to explain to me he has no choice, and the cops know that he has to go through the one way in order to get to the garage.
Okay.
What he meant.
So it explains to me all that.
Okay, yeah. Wait, why does he have to go through the one way to get to the garage?
Because it's blocked off on the street because they're doing construction.
But how does everybody else get in the garage?
They come from the
with
one
their
way.
Legs.
Oh, okay. So but it's not because he's handicapped. It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with that. But I never
just,
knew.
He's too lazy to fucking go around, but he's the type of guy that whenever they're like, "Sir, there's a one way." "I'm in a wheelchair." "Okay, sir."
No, but it was the first person. It was the first person that I saw coming in through the one way.
So you went ballistic.
So I was like, "What the fuck is the guy doing?" You know, and like, yeah, of my overreacting, that I should.
Are you guys friends now?
Yeah, he's a cool dude. He's like, "Yeah, man, I just want to say, like, I don't mean to like be mean or whatever. Like, it's funny, I was an asshole," and then he was super nice.
Well, yeah, because he's in a wheelchair, right? Yeah. What is he gonna do? If you attack him?
And yeah.
Like, that's a one-way rape street. There's no...
He's like, "Yeah, man, I just want..." And then he explained to me the whole thing about even the cops knowing you can go through the one-way. Like,
I left Sevilla for this.
And then finally, I apologized to him for being a dick to him.
Oh, nice. That's big of you.
I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry I called you Malacca. Like, I didn't know the whole situation and all that."
So he lives underneath you?
No, same floor.
Same floor.
Can I know how you said it? Because I'm just curious. Because I feel like when you think you did something nice, like this is what I see in my head. I see you going, "Bro, listen, my bad. I'm sorry. I called you Malacca. I didn't know you was a crippled."
No.
had I known you was one of them retards as they're known, I wouldn't have called you Malacca to your face.
No.
El retardo.
Yeah. You ever have that, like a buddy who you see years later and he's doing something you would have never imagined?
I've one of my friends was the head of the Flat Earthers movement.
You see, I wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, Matt Boylan.
Oh yeah, Matt, you know Matt Boylan.
Who's an amazing comic. And
he owes me a $50 painting for the record.
And then, and then he became head of the Flat Earthers for a while. But I think it was just a goof.
Yeah, they're after him now.
Yeah, so I'm happy about that. If it was just a goof, then I'm like, okay, that guy.
Well, I said in the beginning, I think he's fucking around people because when I knew him, he wasn't that, like, he was pretty smart. You know, he had good, so I was like, I don't think he's that dumb. I think he's fucking people. And there's like, no, he's a real flat earther. And now I think they're against him. They called him a shill. He's a globe earth shill or something, a round earth shill. I don't know what the fuck. They're after him. It's just ridiculous. This whole.
Oh, there's a woman, a flat earther woman in Gatineau that she, it came out that she was a flat earther. She's like a...
she works for the city. I don't know what she does. And then when they talked to her about it, she announced that she was going to run for mayor. And she was like, we need more women. Everyone's like, well, I don't think the being a woman part is the problem.
Yeah.
Like if you don't get elected, I don't think you can go, you're all misogynists.
You're all misogynists. You on your fucking round earth. That's so she just came out and said that?
Yeah, because she had said that the earth was flat last year. And then she, I don't know where she was, but journalists were asking her, what about the flat earth thing? And she was like, I don't want to talk about that. But I will say that I'm running for mayor.
That's a good campaign to run on.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. That's a great campaign slogan. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that. But what about the earth, ma'am? I don't want to talk about that.
That's exactly like what Cosby was doing before he went to jail. Whenever they were like, what about the 9,000 women? This is my wife, Camille.
Yeah, this is my wife, Camille. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, he got us. That's a good defense.
I gave a lot of sponsorships to a lot of smart, sleepy women.
Yeah. Wait, it's true. That's what he kept doing. He kept giving them, because they were young, paying for scholarships.
Their college. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's like, go to school now and don't ever get raped again. Wait, what? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. But he was crazy. If you listen to shit he did, sometimes they make it seem like it was just, they got drunk or something like that. It wasn't. He was knocking them out completely dead. Like, they didn't know. They would wake up and be like, what happened? And one woman, her thing was horrible because she was like, he anally raped her and shit like that. Like, and she figured out when she woke up, she was like, she was bleeding.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah. It wasn't like, they're drunk. And no. This guy would knock them out and then rape them while they're motionless. Like, it's not a drunk sex type thing. Yeah. I don't know why the media at the time was trying to play it kind of like, oh, they were just... No. This guy would knock them the fuck out. Yeah. It wasn't a choice thing.
It's almost like fucking a cadaver.
That's what he was doing.
That's probably what
necrophilia. Yeah. He likes that shit, yeah.
But he likes a warm body. So he'd need to fuck someone as soon as they die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can't say no. They can't talk about Jell-O pudding pops. All the stuff he hates. You like Jell-O pudding pops, you?
No. I don't know what that is.
You know what Jell-O is?
Jell-O pudding pops were really good.
Delicious.
Really?
Yeah, they were
Jell-O is?
I know what Jell-O is.
Do you know what pudding is?
Yeah.
Do you know what a pop is?
No.
No, it was just a Jell-O pudding popsicle.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Frozen, basically.
Yeah. Well,
like most popsicles.
Yeah, most popsicles.
What about the hot popsicles that you like?
The better quality.
I kept getting hot popsicles. What was it? I would open up, it was just a wooden stick and just a lot of juice.
It's a brown stick and diarrhea in the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry thinking about all the beans.
Are you getting hungry or horny?
Hungry. I wonder if there's a word for hungry and horny.
There is.
What is it?
There is. Think about it.
What is it?
Well, think about it.
Horngry?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, gay.
What?
What?
No, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. I thought that's what you were going.
That's the thing about the gays. They're always hungry. Is that what you thought?
I thought maybe that's where you were going with it.
Your mom.
Gay jokes.
But,
whenever you see the gay pride parade, you're thinking, those fellas, if they had only eaten, they wouldn't be sucking so much dicks.
Somebody give that man a sandwich.
There's easier ways to get protein in your body than by sucking a guy's dick and having him come in your mouth. Oh, God. Jesus.
Poseidon's out there with subs. I'm here to help you, lads.
And here's a 6-inch tub. Don't put it up your ass.
What would be a Poseidon porn script?
And I have never, ever given this thought.
I know. You're giving it thought now, though, for the podcast. What would...
The perfect porn.
Yeah.
Is it a threesome? And if so, any ladies?
Wow, it's quite the decision he has to make on that question.
All right. Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of too many things.
Just say no. Just say no.
What do you mean?
Well, what's the answer?
To what? If I would do...
Would there be women?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Okay. Well, it took about a minute and a half to get there, bro. Like, you were really pensive about that.
You should start a story in Poseidon.
Lately, I've been into lesbian porn.
Up, yeah.
I've been into lesbian porn a lot. I don't know why, so maybe it would be, I don't know. Lesbian porn. I would do lesbian porn.
Because you could relate to
you
it.
You would do lesbian
porn. No, I would shoot. I would shoot. I would do
I'm
lesbian.
I'm sure you would do lesbian porn.
No, I would write lesbian porn scripts and shoot
lesbian
porn.
I'm
going
to have this chick lick my pussy.
Like, lesbian porn, because in the old days, like when I was little, lesbian porn, the most people that watch lesbian porn were dudes. But now I think lesbian porn, it's mostly women that watch it. Because they're like, when I was young,
you call me a woman.
It wasn't real lesbian porn. It was just two hot chicks eating each other's pussies. But now, whenever I watch lesbian porn, they seem like actual lesbians. So I think they'd want a lesbian directing it.
Yeah,
right. Because you don't know what lesbians like.
Well, bro, I really want a scissor. Could you imagine a weird porno where it's categorized as lesbian porn, but it's Poseidon scissoring with some random chick?
Yeah. He's like, look, to turn you on, I'm going to play a little bit of Hannah Gatsby. Then as soon as you're a little wet, I'm going to rub my fucking balls.
I'm going to rub my oversized clit on you.
I'm going to squish. Oh, God. You have not been fucked until you've had a man's ball squished on your vagina.
Where'd you hear that the gangbangs are still being organized?
Well, when all this happened, some people took advantage of the cheap prices.
Okay.
For gangbangs?
Well, to move around.
What?
To travel, basically.
Like the gas prices, you mean?
Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. Are you?
What the fuck kind of... Like, these are shitty gangbangs. You're like, do you want to come to my gangbang? I can't, man. Gas is too expensive.
So it was people that got all excited. And they're like, yo, gas is super cheap now. And they went all over the place and they got into gangbangs. Well, it was parties. What?
This sounds like rapes.
Yeah.
This sounds like gang rapes.
And they got into gangbangs and then they got sick, actually.
This sounds like you're making everything up.
Yeah.
Nothing about that seems.
Yo,
true.
So the gas was cheap. So they're like, yo, there's another town across there. They got some women's
gas.
Yeah, none of this sounds reasonable. Poseidon, it's either you're fucking with us right now, or you are talking about gang rapes.
Even if gas prices are super expensive for a gangbang, you're definitely gonna carpool, right? You're not gonna. You don't go alone to a gangbang. You carpool. You're six guys in a car.
What do you mean? I always went alone during a gangbang.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And everybody was surprised when he walked in. They're like, all right, we'll still fuck him. But he should have brought a friend.
Put the dress on. Oh, fuck. Have you ever been in a gangbang, Poseidon?
No.
Chad?
Okay. not yet.
Yeah. He's listening, though. He's getting all the tips. So, Poseidon, have you been frequenting the websites now that you're with a lady?
What websites? Escort website?
Yeah.
No.
No, not at all?
No.
You don't even peruse?
No. I perused because I was curious in the beginning during this whole situation because I was curious to see what they were doing. But apart from I haven't perused since.
Have
then.
You been? Nah. At all? Nah. Have you perused? Nah. Just a little.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what skit I saw recently from Key and Peele?
Which skit?
The one with the van and the kids. Did you see that one?
I can't remember. There's so
many.
Oh,
man.
That's not vague enough.
Yeah. The one with the...
No, because...
You see the skit with the people and the things?
No.
I saw that one.
No, because you know the guy that goes around trying to get donations for children?
Bernie Sanders?
No, to try and save the children, you know? So one either Key or Peele, I keep mixing their names up.
They all look the same.
They all look the same.
Yeah. No.
I see where you're getting at.
Yeah, that's very, very.
He goes save the children, and then the other guy who's either Key or Peele also, gives him $5, and he goes, he screams out, "Steve" or whatever.
I remember what sketch that was, and that was in the Chappelle Show.
Really?
So
it was?
You thought that Key and Peele were Dave Chappelle?
No,
it's possible.
This is a video. No, this is recent.
Possible.
And a van comes out of nowhere. He opens the door, takes five kids out. He goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. He goes, no, you. And then, yeah. Why did I say this?
It must have been a good sketch that he destroyed.
Yes. Yeah. Why did I do just, this?
You know, imagine you have him pitching your ideas to Netflix. They're like, what? No, get out of here. Even though they could be amazing.
I have an idea for a movie. It's Leonardo DiCaprio and he drowns on a door.
What?
He drowns on a door. But I don't get, why would he drown on a door?
She let him go. She couldn't hold on.
There's a stupid fat chick who took the whole door.
Her name is Rose, bro.
Rose isn't a sharer.
So, yeah, sir, can you never come back? That's fair. Yeah.
She's a carer, but not a sharer.
She's a carer, but not a sharer.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's pitching Rocky. Okay, it's a guy. He's dating this ugly chick.
Yeah.
And then they go to a pet shop.
A black guy beats him up.
And an old guy doesn't respect him.
Yeah. Movies dictated by Poseidon.
Yeah.
You'd actually be kind of hilarious.
That would be entertaining, actually.
Yeah. Describing movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the only way you know how, stupidly.
Yeah.
Ask this guy. Hey, let me ask you, bro. You scared of this virus?
Hey, how are
you? He's homeless.
Good. Aren't you afraid of the virus? Huh? T'as pas peur du virus? Aren't you afraid of the virus? Yeah, you gotta stay in the house, bro.
Give him five. What house? He's homeless. He doesn't have a house.
Homeless. Yeah, he doesn't have a house.
He's missing the house part of that.
Why are you leaving your box, sir? Go back in your box.
Give him change. You don't have a change to give him.
Yeah. Give him 20.
What about this other bill?
Give a 20, I'll
send
you a
20. I love how you're asking him if he's afraid of the virus when he just shit in his pants.
The virus is the least of his worries. What about this guy in the wheelchair, Poseidon? Did we lose Poseidon?
I think the guy from the homeless guy fucked him.
We don't hear from him at all. We find out in the news he was the victim of a violent homeless beating.
The guy used the hand sanitizer as lube.
Yeah, just fucked him. Oh, he just fucking froze. I wonder what happened. Why are you leaving your box, sir?
Jesus. Yeah. Is he all right?
How can you ask someone that's homeless, why are you leaving your house? That's the shittiest thing to tell someone.
Well, I love how he gets within like 2 inches from him, too.
Yeah. Sir, why are you leaving your house? Oh, man. It's like he doesn't know what homeless is. He thinks it's just they just like to leave their homes for extended periods of time. That's what he thinks homeless is.
Yeah. Man, it's going to be interesting when my grandmother passes away.
Define interesting.
Well, because she's near, you know, she's due.
But define interesting.
She's due.
She's due for a good death.
She's due. Yeah.
Well, she's due for one of those deaths.
That's not what I'm trying to say. She's very old.
The date on her underwear. Can you look at the date on the underwear?
The expiry date. Like she's God, cream cheese.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that.
Cream cheese. God damn it. That's so disgusting.
You spend way too much time in your grandmother's panties.
Oh, what the hell, bro? But it's going to be interesting because I got banned from my dad's side of the family, remember? So
yeah,
it's but gonna be interesting.
Why is she planning to die in their house and everything's gonna be in their house?
No, I'm just saying the funeral.
Yeah, but they don't own the church or the funeral. You got banned from their house. You're not gonna go to their house.
No, I know, but it's gonna be interesting to see them there. I'm gonna see, like,
you think at a funeral they're gonna say something to you? What are they gonna say? We still hate you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then you can fuck with them and be like, I fucking killed her.
Yeah.
She has accused my mother of trying to kill her.
Yeah, you told me that.
No. Yeah. Multiple times.
Well, no one's done her in yet.
From what I've heard about your mother, though, I think your grandma was maybe right.
Yeah, there's a chance. I told him that, too.
Yeah.
I go, like, I feel like there's a chance. And he's like, no, no way. Not my mother. And then you cut to his mother. Fuck you, you unfuckable walrus. I hope you die. No, not my sweetheart of a mother. I don't see how I don't see how that could be possible.
You know, every time I say hi to my grandmother, like whenever I go to my dad's house.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, he lives with her still, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, every time I see her, he's like, go say hi to your grandmother. And I'm always worried because she's always holding a knife, cutting an apple or cutting something. And every time I go to tell her hi, she does this with a knife. She's cutting it and she goes, like, trying to stop
me. Oh, yeah, that's how she answers.
I go, what the fuck?
Knife first, she answers the question. Yeah, yeah, Tolis is. Yeah, she is. Well, I'd be fucking nervous around the house if I lived with your crazy scientist father.
Yeah.
All the time. So, he comes in, stuff's exploding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stuff's on fire. He's like, the theory of relativity, forget that shit. The theory of Gus, you know? Like, I'd lose my shit too, you know?
Plus, he's an inventor that's, how old is he? He's like he's 60 now?
88.
He's due for a good invention.
But yeah, he's due for a good invention, and he's living with a lady that has life insurance. So he's like, you know, a bad idea might make me 20 G's for falling down the stairs, which is a good idea.
Holy shit.
That's actually amazing. Yeah. That would be his best idea yet. That would be his best invention yet.
He might be the one that started the rumor about your mom wanting to kill him.
So when he kills her,
he's like, but it's my crazy ex-wife.
Yeah. And then when they meet your mom, the police, and they talk to her, they're like, yeah, this is definitely possible. I don't fucking kill her. I wish she'd die, but I don't fucking kill her. You know? How she die? They stab her? No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
Jesus Christ.
So what would you do if you go to that funeral? And the side of the family that hates you is there. Do they love the grandma, but they hate you?
I think they don't like the grandma either.
Okay, so then
So they're probably not going to even be there.
Yeah.
Or they'll be there, but, you know.
I don't know.
How about your... are you going to go stand next to, like, with the family to, for the condolences so that people can... You're not going to sit with the family?
I'm just going to go pay my respects and dip.
Okay.
Yeah, what currency are you going to use to pay your respects, and how much are you going to pay? Just, I'm asking for a friend.
What do you mean?
His brain broke. Yeah. His brain fucking broke. Yeah. His brain fucking broke. He's like, these words kind of make sense, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Yeah, I saw. Just... the short circuit. Your brain fat circuited, bro. So you're gonna go, and then it's gonna be an in and out.
No,
I feel bad that we're talking about this lady. She's not even dead yet.
Yeah. And we're planning her funeral.
Yeah, just because he said she's due for a good death.
Yeah.
No, she's not due for a good death. But what I'm saying is she's very old. Like, you know.
Yeah, people survive though. There's people that just won't die.
Yeah, she's a bit stubborn.
She's a bit stubborn. Like, it's against his will that she's staying alive. Why are you alive?
Do you think you'll be in the will? Do you think you'll be in your grandma's will?
No, absolutely not.
He has better odds of being inside a will.
Oh, really?
Like a man named Will, yeah.
Yeah. I think he has more chance of a will being inside him.
There was the infographic show that apparently we're being governed by aliens and that they're watching, and every single person right now is being monitored individually by all kinds of, because these aliens, they're like super smart and they can watch, like, you know how we can watch one video and text at the same time? They can watch like hundreds of thousands of
four videos. Yeah. But they can't text.
Apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, they can't do two at the same time. Yeah.
Lately, I have been reading and hearing and seeing all kinds of lunacy.
So how many, if they can do a lot at once, how many aliens are watching us all at once? Is it, it's not one per person?
Like 10?
So there's 10 aliens total or 10 per person?
Like 10, no, like 10 aliens watching all of humanity.
What do you
think? Okay. I thought you were saying that one alien could watch 10 people, which doesn't seem like a
good impressive
alien security guard.
So, but you said they're super smart, right?
Yeah.
How depressed would a super smart alien be, you think, or get? After watching Poseidon spend his day masturbating and eating cheese. Like, like, just, he's depressed. Like, I traveled the cosmos. This guy keeps watching videos where step parents get stuck in microwaves.
I like those bars, though, down south when you're sitting in the pool.
In Cuba, yeah.
Yeah.
In Cuba, they have
but
that.
They that's, have that in other countries, too.
Really cool. Like, I was like, in Cuba, you mean, huh? Yeah.
I've never been to Cuba, but exactly.
Talking about the Cuban bars. I feel you, Mike. The Cubans.
I'm always afraid, though, at those bars that drunk people are just going to piss in their seat.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that.
When you're in the water, right?
Yeah. Whenever I go to a hotel that has that, I'm always like, I tell my wife, I'm like, I'm sitting at the bar. And then after one drink, I look at the guy next to me and I go, okay.
I'm leaving.
This guy just probably pissed four times.
Yeah. Like he's finished.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's, you know, all what, I think about when I'm in a fucking public pool.
You know what's funny? It's like, I never thought about that, but everyone that was at the bar with him thought about that.
I don't think of this.
Because you shit yourself in the pool. He shits himself in a pool.
Just a brown pool around me. I'm like, yeah. What? I took a piss.
Fucking gringo. You seem like that kind of tourist. No, you said actually, it was all inclusive. I just turned into all exclusive.
One thing that pissed me off, there was a woman. She was changing her toddler. And
Is that a nickname for a pussy? Or?
No.
Wait, hold on. Where was she changing her toddler?
By the side of the pool. And she let him literally take a piss standing up while holding his dick in the pool.
Into
the pool.
Into the pool.
While people are in the pool.
Yeah, while people are in the pool.
Oh, what a
fucking
stupid bitch.
I was super pissed off. I went in and complained. I turned into
Mother
a Karen.
Of the year. Don't be mad. She voted for you to win that award. So don't be mad. Mother of the year.
But she was, what nationality? Was she Canadian?
No.
Just say it. What was she?
She was Cuban?
Yeah.
Was she Cuban? I think you were going to say something else.
No, she was. She was Cuban? Yeah.
Oh, it's her country.
Then and how would she... Isn't Cuba, they don't let Cubans go to the resorts?
They were expensive Cubans.
How do you know they were... Oh, they cost more?
They're expensive Cubans.
Is this a prostitute with a baby?
No.
How much did you pay that kid
they were
to...
Rich, they were rich Cubans. They had money.
How do you know they were Cuban?
Well, they were Hispanic.
They're Latino. I love it. They're just they're millionaire Mexicans.
You know, Cubans.
And he was like, fucking Cubans, bro.
Okay, I'm from Honduras. Look, I don't know if you neighborhood in Cuba. Look.
Whoops.
Yeah. I was born in Barcelona. Yeah. Look, your fancy Cuban cities.
Yippity-yap-yap Cuba. I get it.
Your
fancy Cuban cities. Holy shit, Poseidon. That was pretty racist.
I think one of my dreams has to do with the current situation, the writing and all that.
Right, yeah, because you had two you said, and I like that's a very good segue.
Yeah, you've been busting our balls about these fucking dreams since before we started. What happened?
Well, look, I'll explain to you, because like I had these dreams last night and they were very strange. So the first one being, so we were in public. It was me and Pantelis, and there was this very cute girl to my left, but she was very like SJW, Antifa, like that kind of mentality. You know what I mean? And I was hitting on her. In the dream, and then
because she looked like a little boy, and that's how I like him.
No. And then I turned to my right, and Pantelis, he's like,
stop
in
speaking
my dream,
about me in the
like,
third fucking person. I'm right here, bro.
And then you're like, you're doing this,
okay,
like no good. And then it cuts, my dream cuts to me ditching her. We had a date or something, and then a riot breaks out downtown. And in the dream, I had a really, really long dick that I wrapped around my waist that was a
like
weapon
a
and the head yeah and the head was like a wrecking ball. And basically when the riot broke out, I went in running through the streets with my dick out, swinging it like a wrecking ball and hitting people looting stores.
This is a human being.
This was one of my dreams. I woke up very confused.
So, these are the rambling thoughts of a psychotic. That's what you were so eager to tell us, that you're fucking mental.
Well no, because like I woke up like what the fuck was that, you know? So I gotta like, I don't know, I had to say it to someone.
What
I had
was to happening
get off my
to fist. People like in your dream when you were cock slapping them?
I was just whacking them.
Were they saying anything?
Were they falling down or
they were just falling down, just and I was like, I was fighting the people breaking into stores and looting and breaking businesses and stuff.
Now, what about the girl you were trying to hit on?
I ditched her. I ditched her.
Yeah, she wasn't impressed by that.
I don't know. That's the images I've retained from my dream.
Imagine the ones he didn't retain. God damn. Hey, what are you eating at home? We forgot to ask you. Have you switched your diet around?
I keep the basics.
That says nothing. Well, what are your basics?
What are the basics?
Cheese, eggs, and some cold cuts.
Okay, so you know, like cookies, shit like that?
No. Except I bought Morning Crisp cereal. That's it.
Yeah, Morning Crisp is delicious, but I stopped eating it. A lot of sugar and all that stuff. Yeah.
Morning Crisp is like Sugar Crisp? Or...
No, it's not. It sounds like it, but it's not. It's organic, whatever. Everything's fucking, they say it's organic, but it's, what is it? It's fucking wheat, and you could find it with chocolate, with peanut butter, whatever
okay,
you want.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be cleaner, but it's still cereal, so it's still fucking processed but sugar shit.
The thing is, there's also a lot of fiber in it, so it helps with the pooping.
Well, you had trouble pooping?
No, but just, you know, make sure.
You made just Pierre's day. As soon as you said pooping, he died.
Pooping.
And plus, please, pooping. I'm pooping. That's how I talk to my dog. I go, did you poop?
Yeah. Well, what do you want me to say? It helps with taking a shit, bro. Like
well,
my
you
usual.
Have, you don't have to say it like your father. Just you can say it helps me go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a number one or number two?
Well, we get
we,
it's fiber.
Well, no. No one's eating cereal because they're having problems with their piss. Fuck, I can't pee. I can't pee. Have you tried Cheerios? What? Oh, I just peed my pants.
We're adult men. We can put two and two together. Nobody takes Viagra because they have headaches, bro. Like, we get what everything is for.
Yeah. I only take Viagra because it was actually invented for heart problems.
Yeah. I'm just being safe.
I don't want to have a heart attack.
Oh, God. People at work complain that I walk around with a massive erection, but I just don't want to die. Heart disease is rampant in my family. This erection's helped me stay alive.
God damn.
People sent me messages over the weekend, like friends of mine, Greeks, because Poseidon was posting Instagram stories, but he posts the stories in Quebec City and he's playing blasting Greek music, okay?
Well, no.
But he's
in the stories?
In the stories, but he's blasting depressing music, right? So everybody's like, yo, did he get dumped? And I was like, did he go down there and get... Because basically, like, if I translate the songs, like, I don't need friends like you to break my heart. And I was like, what is he doing that? And I told him, why the fuck are you posting these stories? People are concerned.
No, no, no.
He's like, no, it's because she likes Greek music.
No, no.
So he just put on the most depressing shit because she can't understand.
I have a playlist. I have a playlist and I was...
Songs to listen to before I kill myself? No. Suicide solution one.
No, no. I have a playlist of just Greek music, okay? And this one came on, but the thing is, I like the bridge. I was crossing a bridge at some point, and I liked the view of it, and I tried to take a video, and this came on, and I didn't realize. So I just took a video, and it seems
says,
like...
So you're driving, filming a bridge, listening to Greek music about suicide?
Yeah. And then he always says, whoa, safe driver, bro. I'm a safe driver. Could you imagine driving with him? And he's like, oh, fuck, a bridge. Turn up the music.
No, I like the view. I tried to get the view, but it was a little foggy.
It's the bridge when you go into Quebec City?
No, no, no. It's a they have this island.
Bridge. Over like a lake.
Yeah. Over, they have this island right next to Quebec City.
Where you
City.
Went to go dump the body?
No, you can't say
no,
that.
No, but it's, the island of Orleans.
Yeah, that's the one. And I like the view, and... Because nature is beautiful, right? So
when that
nature,
fucking...
I mean, that bridge is nature. Yeah. It was
no, but I mean, like the view. Like I tried to get the view, but it was a little foggy. Misty or foggy?
I don't know either.
We weren't there.
Yeah, we weren't.
Was it sunny or rainy?
I don't know, what she told me?
Is it misty or foggy? Wait a second. Let's ask our local weatherman.
It's gonna rain.
Let's go to Quebec City weatherman.
No, but there's a difference, no? Mist and fog.
I mean, no, judging you, the difference would have been misty or faggy. That would have been the only thing. Speaking of shoes, did you see Puma? We missed this because of all the coronavirus. They were getting in trouble because they made a shoe and people complained that the shoe looks like Hitler.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
Wow, that's so good.
What shoe?
Hold on, I'll share it if you guys want to see it. Yeah, look, this is the shoe, and I'll share it with the people at home. Yeah.
Oh my God, that shoe is so fucking funny.
Yeah, this is, look at this, right here. It looks like Hitler.
Jesus Christ, it does look like Hitler.
The Air Force 999s, they're fucking... But it's, I don't know, you have to have an imagination, though.
Yeah,
obviously.
I think they're leaping, right? I don't know.
I don't think this was intentional either.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It was
what kind of business would be like, you know what we should do? Like, Puma is the number 8 shoe company, so they're like, you know what we should do? Extremely racist shoes.
Yeah. Do you really think, besides that would be their fucking business plan?
They have their Osama bin Laden boots.
They have their bin Laden boots.
Every major dictator.
Have you made have your one dick? Of Mussolini and the fucking, what's his name there, the Russian one?
The Russian dictator?
Yeah, what was his name there?
Stalin?
Yeah, there you go, Stalin.
Were you thinking of Stalin or no?
Yeah, Stalin.
You sure?
That one of Stalin also.
I think you were thinking of Lenin.
I think his brain was Stalin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What were you thinking of Lenin?
Who's Lenin?
John Lennon? Marx. John Lennon no. led...
John Lennon.
Wasn't John Lennon in the Beatles?
Are you fucking crazy? John Lennon, is his body is in actually, his body's frozen in Russia right now. You could actually go to St. Petersburg Square and see him in a casket.
Really?
You didn't know that?
But what did he do, John Lennon?
Type in, so you could see it, Lenin casket Russia. Or, yeah, Lenin body Russia. They kept him preserved. You could actually go visit him, Poseidon.
Why'd they keep him preserved?
Because they're fucking crazy communists, bro. What do you want me to tell you?
But what did he do, John Lennon? What was he?
He was a fucking communist leader.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then he met Yoko Ono, and it's because of her that China became communist.
Yeah, it actually
that's
is.
That's why they hooked up.
Yeah.
John and Yoko.
Because China didn't used to be communist, Poseidon. China wasn't always communist. They're actually imperialists before.
Yeah.
You got the photos?
No, there's creepy, no picture of John Lennon and
No, so type in Lenin, Moscow. Actually, no, Lenin, body, Russia.
Hold on. How do you spell Lenin? Is it L-E-N-I-N?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, because I put L-E-N-N-O-N. I don't know why
I did that.
That's
Lenin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lenin, Russia, body. Type in that. Preserved. You're going to see it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Communist leader John Lennon.
Oh, God.
Imagine all the people that, you know, he made suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy if you try to imagine that.
I'm trying.
That's nuts. I was actually kind of worried Googling this.
Bro, last time. Because I didn't imagine if there's no heaven and he gets away with it.
Yeah. Imagine no possessions, too.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. No possessions. You don't own anything, Poseidon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
Poseidon, Dustin Diamond here. Please greet on Saved by the Bell. COVID-19 has been driving my life upside down. Luckily, I'm COVID-free. Hopefully, you are too, and everyone's safe and sound in your life. But that's the reason why this cameo is late, but better late than never. But I still wanted to take some time out to say how important it is that I'm proud of you, man. Coming out is not easy, and living loud and proud is what it's all about. So hopefully you're enjoying your new free life, and I want to congratulate you. It takes bravery and a big step, and you know, good for you. You know, it's I understand I was your favorite actor growing up, and I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. You know, I know your dad is a bit of an inventor. Too bad he couldn't invent a closet that was easier to open up. Maybe you could get out of there quicker. But you're on the scene right now, and that's what's important. Live life to its fullest. Take care.